Welcome back to Girls Stand Up. This is episode 4. I'm thinking, should we introduce ourselves? Should we start introducing ourselves?
Maybe, just for a little funsies.
So I'm Aideen.
And I'm Amy.
And yeah, like I said, we're your hosts. Yep. And this is our fourth
episode,
which is really exciting.
I know, probably our second last one for this semester.
Yeah, the summer is probably just going to be...
Well, the radio station's closed.
Yeah. So unless we, start our own platforms. I don't know about that.
Well,
because, I don't have the money for podcast mics. They're expensive.
Maybe you could probably get them cheap on, Dundee or something, or Facebook Marketplace.
Actually, yeah.
Maybe it's worth looking into.
Just going to have to start soundproofing my bedroom now when I go home in preparation of this. Okay, so anyway, the topic that we're discussing today is rejection.
Woo!
Exciting. So we have our own stories of rejection and rejecting.
Yeah.
And I think we're kind of just trying to push the idea that rejection isn't necessarily a bad thing. Redirection, essentially.
Rejection is redirection.
Yeah.
I have that written down as our opening statement, but we completely forgot about it. Rejection is redirection. And rejection can lead to growth, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that once you realize that it's a positive thing, like redirecting you to better things, that's when you can handle it and cope with it more and just accept that thing wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah. We have a good few people replied to our little thingy-majig, what's it called?
Submission box?
The question box?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's start. Let's get into it.
Okay, so we have our notes here and I'm trying to where do we start?
Should we start with rejection, in our own lives, not rejecting rejection, being rejected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all experienced rejection, whether it's in, in relationships,
school,
in dating,
work.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh my God, sorry, it's so early. it's not awake.
It's okay, Amy hasn't had her coffee yet.
I haven't had my coffee. I feel like rejection, it's important not to kind of associate it singularly with romantic aspects.
Yeah, exactly. Rejection is a part of life. If you go through life and it's constantly smooth sailing, you're never getting rejected, you're never facing disappointment, how are you ever going to learn anything? Do you know what I mean? You have to experience the negative so you can experience the positive.
Yeah, period.
You know? So and also that kind of just contradicted what I said at the start, that rejection is a positive thing, but...
But it is, because it is... It's a milestone on the way to a positive thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a factor that has to happen for you to get there.
Yeah. It's an obstacle that you just have to get through.
It's an obstacle.
Yeah.
It is. But it's it's a learning obstacle. And you have to... I try to go through my life and take everything that I come across as a learning... Something to learn from. It could be the worst thing in the world, but I'm I have to take this and I have to learn from it. Because otherwise, you will get so caught up in the negatives of it.
Yeah, and it really can drive you
insane.
Essentially. Also, I think sometimes that the fear of being rejected and the fear of rejection can stop you from pursuing the things that you want to. It will stop, maybe you'd be oh, I won't ask him out because he might say no.
It's an embarrassment thing also.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's a fear of embarrassment as well.
Yeah. It's you kind of do these things as a defense mechanism to save yourself. Because I know myself, I do as well. Embarrassment is actually the worst possible emotion you can feel, to be honest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There is nothing worse.
Yeah.
It's, no.
Yeah, and we have our own experiences with embarrassment.
We have a
listen
lot
to episode one if you want to get a good.
Honestly, listen to every episode. We probably like out ourselves.
Oh yeah, actually, now that I think about it, every episode is every kind of embarrassing. That's what I think the one of the best things that has come out of us doing this is that like I've been able to kind of come to terms with my own embarrassment.
Yeah. And you kind of normalize it.
And it's like I mean, it's bad, but like it's funny. Like nothing is ever truly that embarrassing.
No.
Like there's always you're always going to get over that embarrassment and make it a joke and laugh about it in the end.
Maybe the best cure for embarrassment is starting a podcast.
Just guys, if you're embarrassed, start a podcast. If you're crippled with the fear on a Sunday morning, go into
the podcast form and apply for a podcast. Honestly, it does wonders for your mental health.
Yeah. So should we discuss some of our submissions?
I think we should.
I think I want to start with the one about rejecting someone because they like you.
Okay.
I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. It's self-sabotage.
Yeah. But also, I think sometimes if you like someone and you don't like know them, we kind of talked about this in the last episode, how you kind of make a fantasy. You like fill in the bits of their personality that are missing for you in your head and like make up this fantasy persona for them. And then I think when they like you back, it's like that persona's gone and you kind of realize that, oh, they're not what I just made them out to be in my head. And I think that also it's kind of, you don't want them. I think it stems from an insecurity as well that you don't want them to really get to know you. You're kind of afraid that if they get to know the real you, then they'll dislike you and therefore reject you.
So you cut them off.
So you cut them off before, like the early stages, just to prevent that.
I think going back to what you said about creating like this fairy tale persona of someone you had. Everyone is guilty of doing that. Me and my friend Alan were talking about this on Sunday. And we were like, you literally create like the person. You've been talking to someone for 2 days.
Yeah.
And you start creating this fairy tale persona.
Like you're
of
imagining
them.
Scenarios of you like going on a date. Like you're imagining future conversations.
But
that, it would probably never happen.
But you also, you don't even give the person a chance to reveal like their true personality.
Yeah.
You literally just project everything that you want onto them. And then I think some of that's like a disappointment factor as well, because we let our imaginations run wild.
Exactly. And in your imagination, they're never going to have faults. They're never going to have flaws.
Or if they do have flaws, it's like, I can fix them.
Like, bitch, no, you can't.
I know
is he a baby? Is he a baby? You can't change him.
No, that's his frontal lobe is almost developed.
That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. Whatever fantasy you create of them, they're never going to fit that.
No.
And I think you need to just say to yourself, I'm getting carried away here. I don't actually know anything about them.
How do you stop that though? I have come to no conclusion on how you stop yourself creating a fake personality for someone.
I think you need to, first of all,
get a hobby.
Yeah. Like, why are you obsessing over someone that you've been talking to for 2 days? Like,
two days.
And also, I think you need to just get off social media as well, because there's a lot of romanticizing. I love how I'm like, get off social media when I spend like 8 hours a day on my phone.
I was just going to say that, I do think, like, if you don't know someone beforehand, if you've just met someone for the first time and you're just, like, texting them or whatever, you're, like, because obviously social media is fake. You're projecting an image of yourself that you can control and contort. But this is why I think you need to know someone before getting, like, romantically involved with them.
Yeah.
Because you just get too carried away. Or maybe this is just Austin, like people with like normal brains don't do.
No, I think it's really common. Maybe more so than women than men. I don't know if that's true or not, so don't hold me to that.
Mm.
But I think
this is so funny, but my mom was listening to our last episode and she was like, God, you really hate men, don't you?
No, guys, we don't. Okay, we have just been in the trenches.
Recently as well.
I don't have any success stories, so I mean, obviously, I'm gonna be a little bit biased.
Yeah,
yeah. Obviously, my experiences are gonna be a little bit biased. Okay, and I know it's not fair for me to be like, oh my god, I've had all my experiences might have been awful. So. All men are awful. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying
this is just from your worldview.
But also, I think that also may be a reflection of me and the guys that I typically go for. I think that we were having this conversation
at the weekend, yeah.
And we were just like, so just kind of, I saw this girl talking about how your type is not actually your type. It's just a pattern. And I was like, that makes so much sense.
It does for you. Yeah. It really does.
So, and do you know that sound where it's like, he's a good man, Savannah?
He's a good man, Savannah. Yeah, he's a good man. It's from The Notebook.
Yeah, it's like, just because, or your type is not getting you anywhere. I think you need to, I think this is just me talking to myself. I need to look back and be like, I need to stop going for these guys because it all ends up the same,
mm-hmm.
and it always just ends with me being like, men are awful, but I know they aren't, okay? I have lots of friends who are guys, okay? So don't give out to me
don't
for that.
Don't come for us.
Yeah, we don't think that men are awful. We love them. We love them.
Joking! Disclaimer, that was a joke.
Okay, sorry, we got off topic there. Yeah, so I think that we were talking about how when someone likes you back, that you begin to lose feelings for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a tricky one as well. I feel like it has something to do with your attachment style.
Potentially, and what you look for in a partner.
Yeah, I can't, obviously we're not psychologists, so I can't give you like a definite reason for why, but also, sorry, this also comes back to the one about him being too nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that there's kind of no such thing as being too nice. I think if you're getting turned off by someone who's too nice to you, I think there's underlying...
There has to be.
There's underlying issues there. Like, you have to consider, like, are you really, like, actually, like, attracted to him? And are there other things, like, do you have that connection? Or are you just trying to force yourself, find reasons to not like him?
Okay, though, can we talk about, like, the nice guy epidemic?
Okay, yeah, that's different.
That's because we don't know the context behind this story. If you've ever been a victim of a... self-proclaimed nice guy.
Oh no,
deepest sympathies.
Yeah, like I was talking about just the guys that are just genuinely nice.
That's like looking for icks though. If a man if you think a man being too nice is a turn off, you don't actually like him.
Yeah, that's a reflection on you.
And it's your subconscious looking for ways to get you out of
it. And that's the thing about icks as well. Like there's a few here that made me laugh. They were just icks. They weren't anything to rejection.
There was one and it was so funny.
Because he wore Vans or something.
It was like, he wore black Vans with long black socks with rolled up jeans.
Like you just don't like him.
No.
You need to just tell
him.
Like you just do not like him.
You don't. Yeah, you are looking for a way out of that.
There's another one from the same person who said that she got the ick because he was from Galway and called Cork City, Cork Town.
I think we should actually do an episode one day on icks.
Yeah.
And literally just... because some of these icks are so heinous.
And some of them are just so, like, minor.
And some of them is like, he ties his shoelaces.
What? Like, you do even like men at that stage.
You know, you have to take a deeper inspection.
Yeah, so I think maybe next week we should do an episode on X.
That would actually be so funny.
That would be so funny. We need to like lighten up the mood, I think.
We would be, I'd be howling at their responses because I know some people would come through.
Yeah, like I just need to look in my own notes app.
You have a great notes app.
But also, I think sometimes I think... if you're trying to get over someone, you can think of them doing things that would give you the ick to kind of get over them as well.
So there's positives and negatives.
Me and my cousin, Grace, if you're listening, we do this as well. Mm-hmm. And maybe she could come on next week, but basically she has a notes app filled with icks, and some of them are just like... One of mine, actually, that I remember... Sorry, we're getting kind of off topic here.
That's the point. Keep going.
Anyway, one time I got the ick because he had a like necklace. It was like a cross and chain, but it was...
Oh, the cross and chain. But
it was... The chain was too short, so it looked like a choker.
No! I'm sick.
Sorry.
I'm sick.
Yeah, and then I was like, why am I getting hung up over this person?
Proper metal as well, so it left like an indent in his skin when he took it off.
Like, get a longer chain.
That's
why are you wearing your communion chain, like?
Please.
Okay, next, I think we should move on.
I want to say, going back to those, I do think, like, you're just using, like, rejection as, like, a... How do I say this? As a front for something deeper. That didn't make sense.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
you're just, like, rejecting someone just for, like, stupid things when you need to take a deeper look at yourself and be like, why am I rejecting someone because they called Cork City Cork Town.
Yeah, but... And also, like, if that kind of thing gives you the ick, you're not compatible.
No.
Leave him, reject him, move on to the next.
Do a bit of journaling.
Yeah.
Figure out what you want.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is as well, if someone like rejects you, if you ask someone and they say no, I'm just thinking about this. Who cares?
Literally.
Who cares? Like, do you want to be on your deathbed thinking, you're not going to be on your deathbed thinking, oh my God, I can't believe she said no to me. Oh my God, or even worse, oh my God, I can't believe I never asked that person out. Like,
you miss 100% of the shots
boo-hoo.
You don't take.
Womp womp. Get over it. On to the next victim, okay?
Yeah, but like, this is the thing. Like, you could have missed out on so many things.
Yeah.
By like putting your pride.
Yeah, by not
first.
Going for it. Like, yeah. And but like at the same time, I know we're saying like, oh, boo-hoo, get over it. But like also, when it's someone that you really like.
Yeah.
It's hurtful. Like, it's like getting like, punched in the gut sometimes.
But then, going back to rejection leads to better things. If they reject you, you know...
It probably wasn't going to work out anyway.
It wasn't going to work out anyways.
Yeah.
And if he had gotten together, that could have put you in a worse mental state than you began with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like a good indicator of whether you are, like, ready for... a relationship as well as how you handle getting rejected. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like if you're in a good mental state, you will just laugh about it and be like, oh, it's fine, like it's nothing.
Or you'll be like, oh, that sucks. Okay, move
like,
on.
Like me getting stood up a few weeks ago. Like you just laugh about it. You
have
move
to
on.
Laugh about it.
It's not that deep. There's like a million. There is a couple billion people on the planet. Billion? Trillion? I don't know.
I think it's billion.
Billion.
But not move on without acknowledging it, because it's important to acknowledge it as well. And like,
yeah,
it's important.
Obviously,
to acknowledge you were disrespected.
Yes. Obviously, like sit with your feelings.
Don't block them.
Go off with your friends. Go for a coffee. Go for a drive. Like we went for.
We went to.
No.
You don't pronounce the H.
Because we went to this place in like by Robert's Cove, I suppose,
yeah.
And we were calling it Nahoval Cove because that's how it's spelled.
No.
And the same thing happened to me and Anya. Anya went home and her dad was like, "That's not what it's called." My mom said the same thing. So apparently, it's Nahoval Cove.
But what's with the H? Like, just take it.
Take it out. Oh my God. So embarrassing. Anyway, yeah, so we went off for a spin, had a picnic in the car.
Then we got 99 in Kinsale.
We got 99
in
Kinsale. And it was just so wholesome. Yeah. And I think this kind of goes back to what we were saying last week. Like, appreciate your friendships, especially your college friendships. And make friends, because they're the people who will be with you in the long run.
These are the people you're going to remember. These are the people that will be at your wedding.
Exactly. And if you... This actually kind of... links in as well, okay, with friends, how if you like lose friends, which is like just a part of life, if you lose friends through just being like being distant, going to different colleges or whatever, that's part of life. And if those people don't stay in your life,
it's for the better.
It's for the better. You will make new friends.
I'm a firm believer of everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, like, me too.
Everything.
And also, what's for you, like, will not pass you.
Yeah.
Like, if something's meant to be, I'm the same. If something's meant to be, it will be. Yeah. And if it's not, then it's not for you. Let it go. Get over it.
Like, do you have any situations like that where you, something that you thought at the time was bad? Sorry.
Something that was bad. Like, something that was good but turned something out to be bad? Something
that you thought that was bad, but it actually turned out to be, like, beneficial. A lot.
Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking about... Like
any specifics?
Like, I'm just thinking about just last... It was actually 2 years ago now when I was with that person.
Yeah.
And I... Like, I don't regret it happening, but that ending was the best thing.
Yeah.
That had happened to me. But I learned so much about myself from mm-hmm. being in that situation. And I think that you grow as heartbreaking and as harrowing as the experience, as splitting up with someone may be, mm-hmm. you grow so much and you learn so much about yourself as a person. And it's the same with losing friends as well. It's kind of traumatic. You know, losing a friend that you are, a person that you've been talking to. What am I saying?
You've got this.
It's traumatic losing someone that you have been with or just surrounded yourself with for so long.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Wow, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, but you have to go through these things again to learn more about yourself. Mm. If you succeed in every aspect of life all the time, obviously that would be ideal, but that's not real, and you're never going to learn anything. And it actually reminds me of my like favorite quote by George Bernard Shaw. Is it Bernard or Bernard?
I have no idea who that is.
He's an Irish writer, and basically he said something along the lines of, a life spent making mistakes is much more honorable and admirable than a life spent doing nothing.
Wow, that's lovely.
Give it up for GB Shaw. I'm just going to call him GB, so GB. I don't have to mess up his name.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. I got too deep there, I think.
Girl, that's the point. That is the point.
So, yeah, if you're going through rejection, spend time with your friends, look around at your life, because there's people that love you.
Everywhere.
And just because there's someone that doesn't love you back doesn't mean that your life is a void of love, okay? Does that make sense?
We get you. We get what you're putting out. We get what you're putting out.
Oh, I'm getting frustrated.
Don't get frustrated, because you know who you are now. You've grown. Exactly. You've developed as a person.
I'm making so much noise at this mic.
Don't apologize. You've grown as a person. You've learned from what you did. Mm-hmm. You acknowledged that you were wronged.
Yeah.
But now look at you. You got a podcast. You're going to Germany for a year in a few months. You're almost finished your second year of college.
Turned into a therapy episode. Yeah.
Like, you have so many good things in your life.
Yeah, exactly. I'm also, like, thinking about Germany. Like, we have to keep this... We're going to keep this going, hopefully, over Zoom and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna miss you guys so much. We've gotten so off topic.
You know what? It's our podcast. We can do what we want.
That's so true.
Like, I don't care.
Literally so true.
So true. And honestly, sorry, just one more note on that. The best cure, if you're ever sad about anything, go get a nice coffee with your friends. Guys, yeah. It's so
get a
healing.
Nice coffee with your friends, or go down to Kinsale and get a 99.
One or the other. Something cold, something summery.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And in the winter, go for hot chocolate.
Like, you got this.
There's, remember on college Christmas this year, everyone, see, the year before, we had gone out at like 9 o'clock in the morning and like we were like almost passed out very early hours of the morning.
Stop.
And this year we were like, we've done that before. We don't want to do that again.
We also had a mandatory seminar on that day.
Yeah. And I had an exam, I'm sure, as
you
well.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
I had an exam, so it just kind of ruined it for us. But also, we just did not want to get... It was so cold as well. Do you remember the cold?
It's freezing.
And everyone, all the girls were out in their skirts, and we were just like, oh my God.
I was wrapped up, like, jacket, scarf, and I was still frozen. Yeah.
I had gloves. Yeah. We were wearing gloves. Like, that's how cold it was. And we just went into town after our lecture, when it got on the Ferris wheel.
Like, the Arena Market.
Yeah. We got hot chocolates. And you realised that my NCT was... Or not my NCT, my insurance was about to be up.
It was something, or maybe
it was like about to be up the day.
Yeah, it was your NCT. Yeah.
My NCT, or so, so I had to like book an emergency test. And but like,
it's so fun.
But that was such a wholesome day.
It
and
was
I feel
so
like
nice. I remember you bought a pair of gloves and you immediately lost one. Oh.
It fell. Yeah, we didn't even get on the Ferris wheel and I had already lost a glove.
But like, it's okay.
That glove just wasn't meant to be in my
It wasn't. And you know what? It probably would have done you more damage in the long run.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
like, fuck that glove, honestly.
Yeah, to be honest.
But that was
I'm
such...
sick of her.
We can, like, that's so wholesome. And I think those are the kind of days where I look back and I'll be like, that's what, like, college is about, you know?
Sometimes
it's more to just drinking all the time. It's about your friendships and
hot, like,
people
hot,
that
hot
you meet.
Hot take, guys. Sometimes drinking... is not soul healing. Hear me out on that one.
Whoa, that's
just
a bit too far-fetched
now. Sometimes you need to have a sober activity with your friends.
Yeah, and I've been off the drink. I've been off the drink.
You've been off the drink.
For since St. Patrick's Day. Because also, oh my God, we can talk about our marathon.
Yay!
So me and Amy have just, I think we're having like a bit of a
marathon,
crisis.
Marathon. It's a 10K.
Yeah, we're not doing
it.
My
friends at work have been berating me about this because I'll be saying to be like, oh yeah, I'm doing the Christian Marathon. They're like, you're doing the 10K. You're doing the 10K.
Yeah, because we're not doing
a
marathon.
We're not doing a full marathon.
We have just taken a notion to sign up for a 10K.
Yeah.
Which
you did
like,
it first and you said it to me one day and I was like, you know what?
Yeah, and I have like no running experience.
But who cares?
So yeah, I've given myself 8 weeks to try and... train for
that's
10K,
easy.
But
that's
easy. Okay.
Easy. You'll be fine. Be delusional.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Just manifest it. And if I don't get to do it, it just wasn't.
Then you probably, if you had run it, you might have injured yourself. So.
Hey, we haven't done it yet, so let's not jinx anything.
Touch wood.
Touch wood.
Oh, God.
Touch wood.
We got it. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Now, back to the original point of the movie.
Sometimes the desire to feel wanted will fuel you to pursue people who are like unavailable and not actually good for you.
Say that again.
Okay, what did I just say?
The desire.
I think that the desire to feel wanted and to feel wanted will fuel you to pursue people who are not available or compatible with you.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And I think that...
in that sense, you're kind of rejecting your own values.
Yeah, and that's a reflection on you. Like,
if
someone... what I'm trying to say, Amy, I'm confused.
It's
I think
a reflection on you and your insecurities.
Yeah. But also, if someone rejects you, it's a reflection on them. Because there's nothing wrong with you. Like, you might think, oh, I'm not funny enough. I'm not cool enough. I'm not chill enough.
Mm.
Someone will love you for the exact amount of funny and cool and chill that you are.
Period.
You don't have to change yourself for anyone.
Yeah.
So I think just... okay, someone sent in that basically they finished college and they've applied for like 20 different jobs and haven't gotten any offers yet.
Mm.
So first of all, what I'd like to say is it's early days. You've just finished college.
Mm.
Give them a chance. And also, you don't really want to rush into a permanent job because you're going to be in it for
the rest of your
a
life.
Long time. Well, maybe not the rest of your life, but like
you
a
never
long...
know.
That's true.
You never know.
That's true. So just sit back, relax, trust that...
trust the process.
Yeah, trust the process.
Enjoy the ride.
Trust that something amazing is coming for you. And I think
period.
That's, you know, you just need to trust.
You need to trust the process.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to be patient.
You do.
That's the thing with me. I really lack patience, and I'd be like looking up, like, you know when those tarot, I wouldn't look them up, but you know when those tarot readers come up on your
for
your page, you're like, oh my god, this is gonna happen soon, and then when it doesn't happen, you're like, oh my god, why didn't it happen?
You need it to happen like immediately.
Like, because, and also the fact that you're interacting with these videos, the fact that you're interacting with these videos means that more of them are going to come up on your For You page. So it's not the universe telling you to hold out for this guy that fucked you over. Yeah, so to this person, just relax.
Because the right thing won't pass you by.
Exactly.
It will exactly. come. And if you jump into anything that you're not entirely sure of,
yeah,
then,
and if they don't want you, it's not a reflection on you, and you shouldn't be like, oh my god, I'm just like, they just don't want me, like, boohoo. It could be something so simple, like you're not just not available to work the right hours for them,
yeah,
or you're asking for too much money. Like, somewhere will offer you the right amount of money, somewhere will offer you the right hours. It'll all work out in the end. Everyone has a place on this earth, okay?
Wow, that's a good one.
And you will find your place eventually.
Yeah. I think when we're left with our thoughts for too long, we just go completely overboard. Yeah. That's why, get a hobby.
Get a hobby, meet up with your friends. Even just talk.
Yeah.
Talk it out, you know? Fucking hell. I don't know. It's not that hard. Go to therapy, I don't know.
Even do a bit of journaling.
Go do a bit of journaling.
Love a bit of journaling.
Do you know what I find is like the most therapeutic thing I can do? Is dancing. Yeah. I love dancing. And we had this like kind of another episode planned about hobbies, but I'm just gonna like kind of give a brief. Hobbies are so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's time when you're not on your phone. It's time when you're not consumed by social media. It's a time where you can just
be with your thoughts.
Be with your thoughts. And also, I think that just the act of being able to create something and look at it afterwards and be like, oh my god, I did this. It's like that sense of accomplishment.
Accomplishment, yeah. And goals.
Yeah. Hobbies are just the best.
Like, go sign up for a 10K with no training. Okay?
Yeah, that's basically what we're doing.
I've ran more in the last, like, 3 weeks than I have probably in my whole life.
Yeah.
And I love it. I feel so good.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And, like, the thing about hobbies as well, who cares if you look stupid doing it? Who cares if you don't know as much as the next person? Like, that's how you learn things. By doing. By experiencing new things.
Yeah.
You know, you learn from other people who know more about it than you. So you shouldn't.
Teachers.
Yeah. You shouldn't be. Sorry. Well, like, what I'm trying to say is you shouldn't be like, oh my god, they know so much more than me. It's too late in my life to do anything about it because.
Girl, you only have one life.
Yeah. Like, girl, who stand actually up, gives a like, fuck? Like, just go and do it.
It
like,
is. Fuck off. The thing is, like, it's your life. And if you're living it to other people's expectations and to please other people, you will be the person that looks back on your deathbed and be like, god, I was pathetic back then. Like,
Yeah.
I wasted my life.
Yeah.
You are never going to look this good again.
Yeah. Period.
Never.
I think that we should end this episode with my favorite submission that was sent in. And it was, do you remember being at like discos in sixth class? And if someone's like, oh, will you shift my friend? And then they dab.
Yeah.
They dab as in a way of saying no.
I don't think I ever got dabbed. I was too pretty for that.
Whoa, okay. Guys, getting rejected has nothing to do with your looks, okay? Literally, if someone doesn't like you, they don't like you. Ignore what Amy just said. Oh my god, I can't believe she just said that.
Guys, I don't care. You literally be confident.
Yeah.
Be confident.
And if they say no, they say no. They're missing out.
I know I'm pretty. I'm not gonna lie about it to like save other people's feelings.
Yeah.
We're all beautiful.
Yeah.
Own it.
Everyone's gorgeous in their own way. Like
how
this direction that it's took, that it's taken.
But I think
But also, sorry, bring back dabbing as a form of rejecting.
No, see, honestly, that's one thing. I think if I got dabbed at the club, to be honest, I think you'd never catch me out again.
No, I think because that
you'd
would make,
never catch
it would
me
make such a funny
again.
Story and it's just easier than having the conversation about I don't actually like you and it's just like dab. It says so much at once. It says everything. It saves you from the most horrible conversation.
If you got dabbed,
I'd probably get this.
I think this would be your final straw. I think that would be your final straw.
Yeah.
No amount of iced coffee or 99th could save you. You would go down and throw yourself in the lock. Okay, there would be no coming back from that.
Yeah, either that or I'd actually like punch them. If you dab on me, I'm punching you straight in the face.
It's getting physical.
I'm squaring up and I'm starting swinging. Like, who do you think you are to dab on me?
You have some nerve, like, to think. No, I can't get into it right now. No.
I feel like every episode is just us contradicting ourselves. And that's okay. It's our podcast. Who cares?
We're not contradicting ourselves. We're making valid points here. I think we made some great points. I think everything we said had to do with the theme of the podcast.
Yeah. And who cares if it's a short episode? People might listen.
It's about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Anyways. Anywho.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening. And we'll be back again next week, probably talking about our
maybe our icks.
Our icks. Yeah. I think we need to like do a few fun episodes as our last ones of the semester.
A little giggle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So we'll see you then.
We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Bye.